Greetings, fellow data enthusiasts, and welcome back to episode 75 of the Snowpro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into understanding external functions in Snowflake. External functions in Snowflake are a powerful feature allowing users to call out to external services such as AWS Lambda, Google Cloud Functions, or Azure Functions and integrate their compute power or functionality directly within Snowflake's SQL queries. This episode will guide you through everything you need to know about external functions, setting the groundwork to help you excel on your certification exam. Let's start with the basics. External functions are defined in Snowflake using the Create External Function statement. This definition specifies the API endpoint for your external service, along with the input and output format, essentially telling Snowflake how to interact with the external service. It's crucial to understand that the data sent to and received from the external service is done over HTTPS, ensuring a secure communication channel. Delving deeper, there are a few key components to understand when working with external functions. First is the API integration object in Snowflake, which you must create before defining your external function. This object stores the API endpoint and other critical information, such as security parameters, making the integration with external services seamless and secure. Next, we address the importance of handling data serialization and deserialization. Since Snowflake and the external service may use different data formats, it's essential to ensure that data is correctly formatted when sent and correctly interpreted when received. Snowflake supports JSON format for this purpose, making it relatively straightforward to manage. Security is paramount when dealing with external functions. Snowflake provides several mechanisms to secure your data and the communication with the external service. For example, you can use secure virtual private clouds, VPCs, and set up private links between Snowflake and the external service, ensuring that your data does not traverse the public internet. One of the crucial benefits of external functions is the ability to offload specific computational tasks to services that might be more efficient or better suited for those tasks. This could include complex data transformations, machine learning model inferencing, or even calling other APIs that provide additional data or functionality. The potential use cases are vast and can significantly enhance your Snowflake applications to ensure a successful implementation of external functions in your project. It's important to carefully plan and test the integration. Start small with a simple function to understand the basics and gradually scale up your use of external functions as you become more comfortable. In summary, external functions in Snowflake offer a powerful tool for extending the capabilities of your Snowflake environment by leveraging external compute resources and services. By understanding how to securely and efficiently integrate these external functions into your Snowflake projects, you can unlock new levels of functionality and performance. I hope this deep dive into external functions has provided you with a solid foundation of knowledge to help you excel in your certification exam and beyond. Remember, hands-on experience is invaluable, so I encourage you to experiment with external functions in your Snowflake projects. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Snowpro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I look forward to our next deep dive. Until then, keep exploring and never stop learning about the exciting world of Snowflake. This is Yakub Abdul Hakim signing off. Stay curious and good luck on your certification journey.